I am here in studio with Plymouth Fire Chief Neil Foley. Thanks so much for joining us today on this beautiful day.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, and we're here to talk about some good stuff that's happening with your department that the public is invited to. Of course, we know we've had a couple chiefs on so far, and it is Fire Prevention Month here in October. Different departments are hosting different kinds of events to let people know about the things you folks do, all about your equipment, which people love hearing about and being able to go near the trucks and the ladders and things like that. Plymouth, no exception. You're doing a little bit differently. Tell our listeners a little bit about what's happening this Saturday.
So this Saturday at the Plymouth Public Library at 132 South Street, we're going to be partnering up with the library. We did this last year as well. And we're going to hold a fire safety day at the Plymouth Public Library in partnership with them.
And that's terrific. And that's what, 10 to 1?
10 to 1. And there's actually going to be a story time from 11 to 11:30. That should be a good event for the younger folks, 6 and under. But generally speaking, the rest of the event is open to everybody and is a family event.
That's right. And you've got all your cool equipment there. You've got, what, the trucks, the ladder truck, all that stuff. And people can actually go up and, like, touch it, maybe sit in it.
100%. Everything will be open. All questions are encouraged. There'll be plenty of firefighters on staff to answer any of those questions and to provide some safety tips as well.
Now, what about demonstrations? I know sometimes you folks do that at these open houses. What kind of demonstrations are you talking about?
Depending on the availability, I'm hoping that we're going to have one of our ladders down there. We can raise the aerial ladder and show people how that works, maybe the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, we'll be able to get into spraying some water as well. So throughout the day, we're going to be showing and showcasing the equipment and the skills of the Plymouth Fire Department.
Now, of course, when you have these days, traditionally, just because, you know, you mention the word food or pizza, and it becomes a real family event. And I think your local, is it Firefighters 1768, is going to be helping out in that regard.
Yes, the Firefighters Union are fantastic partners with the town, with the fire department. And they're going to be providing both pizza and candy, and we'll have some water there as well.
That's fantastic. No, I know every year when they have the Fire Prevention Month, there's a theme. Isn't it a cooking safety theme this year for firefighting, National Firefighter Awareness Month?
It is. It's cooking safety starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
So with cooking safety, that ends up being the number one cause of house fires, and unfortunately can result in a high number of deaths and injury as well.
Well, you know, we usually do something every year right around this time, either with a state fire marshal or some of our local fire chiefs. And I wasn't really aware of this until a couple of years ago, but the number of fires that your departments respond to around Thanksgiving and Christmas. Do you think people would be surprised by that?
It comes no surprise to me, but I've been in the business for a long time, but
okay.
I'm sure it does come to surprise to some other people. They're using their ovens probably to the maximum capacity and for longer than they usually do. And unfortunately, I think sometimes people lose sight of the safety of that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think is it grease fires that cause a lot of that problem? I think sometimes people think, and you're not supposed to use water with the grease fire, but put the pan lid on?
Put the pan lid on if it's on the stovetop. If you have a fire in your oven, you should close your oven. And shut the heat off as well. So if it's gas, shut the gas off. Electric, obviously, shut all that as well.
And we're getting ready to change the clocks coming up, what, November, that first weekend in November. And I know traditionally that you always remind folks this is a good time to check the batteries in your carbon monoxide detectors and your smoke alarms.
Yep. And, you know, people should be checking just about every month,
mm-hmm.
just the functionality of these life-saving devices. But definitely we do the daylight savings to ensure that we're switching out the batteries.
When you hold these open houses and you've done it in the past, what kind of reactions do you get from the kids that get to see all the gear and the equipment? I mean, it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Some kids, you know, they're a little intimidated at first, but then warm up after a while once they have some interaction, which is really what we're looking for. But then on top of that, you'd be surprised how many of the parents and older people have
mm-hmm.
really interesting questions that they want answered, that, you know, me personally, when I started doing these events, I wasn't expecting, but there's a lot of the adults have a lot of interest and had a lot of questions, more so than I would have expected.
Was it about fire safety tips, or was it like having like a plan to get out of your house? Typically, do you remember like one or two that have stuck with you that might have surprised you?
It was more of their wanting to know more about the apparatus and what we do specifically. People know that you call 911, we show up and we're the problem solvers. When all else fails, call the fire department. We're going to figure it out. But they wanted to know more about the trucks. They'd be shocked that, you know, we're carrying 750 to 1,000 gallons of water just with us, never mind hooking up to a fire hydrant.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, well, see, there you go.
And you have the world's loudest horns, too. I heard one the other night.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Well, people've got to get out of the way when they see you coming. Yeah. And some people still are very slow about that.
Yeah.
But is that a special type of horn that they have in those trucks? Because to me, it just sounds like a sonic blast.
It is loud and to the point, very effective.
yes.
You know, different name brands for them. Mm-hmm. The typical fire siren that you hear is the Q2B siren. That is iconic in the fire industry.
Okay.
And that's why, you know, people that are in first responder, they can listen to a siren and be like, okay, that's a police car, that's an ambulance, oh, that's a fire truck. And it has to do with the sirens.
What's the best staying safe fire safety tip you can give us? And one more time and place for your open house.
So the fire safety tip that I really want to encourage people to listen to is that with the cooking safety, never leave the stove unattended. If you need to leave for whatever reason, even going into the other room, shut it off and then come back, turn it back on. Make sure that any loose articles of clothing, your oven mitts, any other combustibles are away from the stove. If there is a fire, make sure that you get outside before you call 911. Make sure you get outside, get to a place of safety, account for everybody, call 911. We'll come there, we'll assess the situation. Don't worry about if it's a small fire. Just call us. We'll figure it out.
And time and place for your open house this weekend on Saturday.
So time and a place is going to be the Plymouth Public Library, 132 South Street in Plymouth. And the time is going to be from 10 to 1.
That sounds like a great thing. Rain to Shine, we're going to get this interview up online, too, and remind folks that it sounds like a great time. And we appreciate you coming in here and sharing this information. Again, that's Plymouth Fire Chief Neil Foley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. And just remember, the weather's going to be beautiful on Saturday, so come on down.
Okay, thank you.